Have you ever called a do-over? You know, like when you're a kid and you're playing kickball or a game and something or someone messes up your turn. And so you call a do-over. You get a second chance or a second shot at your turn because something beyond your control, probably your older brother, messed up the first go-round. And it's just universal game rule. And everybody agrees that you get a do-over. Wouldn't that be nice in the real world? Man, how many of us would call for a do-over right now? Let me just start this day over. Maybe your alarm didn't go off, you spilled coffee on your shirt, you jumped in your car and discovered a flat tire. You know, one of those days. The kids wake up in the middle of the night sick and you just stop and think, really? Could this day or week get any worse? There are some days and even seasons that nothing seems to go right. And if something can go wrong, it will go wrong. It's Murphy's Law. You know, if anything can go wrong, it will. I didn't know this, but that adage was actually born at Edwards Air Force Base in 1949 and was named after Captain Edward A. Murphy. He was an engineer working on a project to see how much sudden deceleration a person can stand in a crash. A faulty wire job by a technician caused a very frustrated Captain Murphy to say the phrase, "Well, if there is any way to do it wrong, he'll find it." Brutal, right? But that phrase actually spurred the team on from that point to go above and beyond, avoiding any possible mess ups, which led to a great safety record for the project overall. And so was born Murphy's Law. Now, we know that's just a saying, but life happens. Things go wrong. We make bad choices. We stick our foot in our mouth. We mess up a job project. We stump our toe. The dog gets into the trash. We forget a birthday. We get hit with sickness. Our computers crash. And the day just seems to unravel. And we wish we could have a do-over. What's the truth we can know about fresh starts and do-overs? Well, we can't undo our actions as much as we wish we could. We look back at choices we've made or things we've said or done in anger, and we regret it. Thankfully, God is a God of grace, a God of second chances and forgiveness. Go read the stories of Jonah, Samson, David, and Peter, just to name a few. They all needed a do-over, but they got a second chance. I love the truth found in Lamentations 3, 22 and 23. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I need to hear that today. Whatever we face, we are not consumed. These are life-giving words of hope found right in the middle of the most sorrowful book of the Bible, written, many believe, by the weeping prophet Jeremiah. He was full of grief and sorrow for the destruction and ravage of Jerusalem and the temple. Lamentations is a book in the Old Testament that is five chapters of passionate, deep, grievous lament for all the things that had gone wrong. How did this happen? If it could go wrong, it went wrong. It was bad. They made bad choices. But hope shines a light right in the middle of the lament in the heart of this book. It's a change of focus. That's where hope begins. When we take our eyes off of what is going wrong around us or in our life, and we begin to set our eyes and reposition our heart and life on the one that holds us near through it all, there is grace, there is forgiveness, and beauty will rise from ashes. God is faithful. That's the truth. If you need a do-over, take a deep breath and rest in the truth that God's mercies are new every morning. I'm Lori Klein.